All right. Well, welcome everybody to the last lesson in the introductory series. Set up an email. Today's lesson is called The Pelvic Clock. And it's probably perhaps the most descriptive name that Feldenkrais ever gave to any of his lessons. So, lie on your back and sense how you're making contact with the floor. Sense which parts of your back are making contact with the floor. Where your pelvis is making contact with the floor. How your shoulders are making contact with the floor. Is the contact between the two shoulders the same? Or is it different? One shoulder perhaps pulled more forward, off the ground. Sense the contact that your two legs are making with the floor. Is there a difference in how the backs of your thighs are pressing in the floor? Are there differences in the space in the back of the knee? Or how your calves, lower legs, making contact? And how your heel and foot make contact? Sense for yourself the turnout of the two legs. What do I mean by turnout? The angle that if you were to make a straight line from your heel shooting at your toes, that could either go straight up to the ceiling or somewhere out to the sides. And it's that angle out to the side that that line would make relative to vertical. So rarely are our 2 feet having similar turnout. So sense, is 1 foot more than the other? And sense your breathing. Don't change it. Just pay attention to it. And where in yourself do you sense your breath? Do you sense it? Do you feel it in your chest, in your upper chest? Do you feel it in your solar plexus region, where the lower part of your rib cage, where it turns into the abdomen? Can you feel it all the way down at the belly button? You can sure to make it so that it's all the way down at the belly button. But if you were not to change it, can you feel it there? And then lastly, gently roll your head from left to right. And sense whether it's easier to go to the left, to the right. And where is the point where it stops being really easy and comfortable? Once you figure that out, you can stop. All of this is just investigations. And once you have the answer, then you have the answer. And it's not necessary to continue pursuing. It's not exercise. Okay, bring our feet to standing now. So your 2 feet standing on the floor, and your knees will be pointed to the ceiling. And have your feet spread approximately shoulder wide. And in this position now, sense how your 2 feet are making contact. Is the contact with the 2 feet making even, similar? Is one foot making contact more on the outside of one foot, or the inside of the other foot? How the back of the pelvis is giving its weight. Is it more, a little bit more to the left head center, or a little bit more to the left? Contact with the floor. Is it just a thin little region, or is it a wider region? Could you scan the outline of the back of the pelvis that's making contact with the floor? Could you trace it? Okay. Now, gently tilt your pelvis forward so that your pubic bone goes towards the floor and bring it back. Or, as Moshe would say, as your coccyx goes to the floor and bring it back. Just repeat this a couple times. What's going to happen is that your lower back is going to lift from the floor. Lift your pelvis. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. Tilt your pelvis so that your lower back, the upper part of your pelvis and the lower back, is going to oscillate between tilting the pelvis forward and tilting the pelvis back. You don't want to lift the pelvis. You don't ever want to be putting extra pressure into your feet. It's not a matter of pushing through your feet. It's a matter of engaging the muscle around your pelvis. Tilt the pelvis forward, let's tilt the pelvis forward. Feel that space in the lower of the back. Feel it lift up the floor and tilt the back as low as you can. Pause in the middle. Find the middle and pause. Now, in the vernacular of the pelvic clock, these two directions, the end members of this movement, are called 12 o'clock and 6 o'clock. So as you press your low back into the floor, tilting your pelvis up, that's 12 o'clock. You can try that, 12 o'clock. And then as you tilt your pelvis down, arching your back, that's called 6 o'clock. Just oscillate a few times between 12 and 6 o'clock. And pause. Alright. So So now gently tilt your pelvis left and right. Just so the weight falls just a little bit more to the left side of the pelvis, and then falls a little bit more to the right side of the pelvis. And it can be a small movement. That area of the back of the pelvis that you traced out when you first stood your legs, it's just a little bit more pressure on one side, a little bit more pressure on the other side. And it's done so that your feet are actually, you know, your legs are not really involved in this. They may follow along a little bit, but they're not really involved. So, is one side of this movement a little bit easier than the other? And pause in the center. So, in the vernacular of the pelvic clock, tilting your pelvis to the left is called 3 o'clock, and tilting your pelvis to the right is 9 o'clock. So try going to 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock is to the left, and 9 o'clock is to the right. Try going to 9 o'clock. So just want to get everyone oriented here. An image that you could have is a clock that's placed down on the floor facing up. So the clock could be placed on the floor, and then your pelvis is embedded into the floor, and then your pelvis is laying on top of the clock. So now go back and forth between 12 and 6 o'clock a few times. Tilting the pelvis forward and back. 12 and 6 o'clock. And then a few times go between 3 and 9 o'clock a little bit. All right, beautiful. Let your legs go long. And rest. And now that your legs are long, everything is nice and long, resting into the floor, just quickly scan for yourself how your pelvis is now lying on the floor, giving its weight to the floor. Is there any change from when you first scanned? And then sense also the legs. Is there any difference in how the legs are lying on the floor? Okay. So bring your feet up to standing again. Okay. And now bring your pelvis to the 12 o'clock position. And from this position, can you go around the arc of the clock to 1 o'clock, where the 1 o'clock would be on the pelvis, to the left. So you go to the left to 1 o'clock, and then you go back to 12 o'clock. Pelvis on that clock down. As you possibly can. nice and slowly, so that you can differentiate each hour. Each hour is distinct in your own sensation. And if it already is distinct, then you could degrade it even more. You could refine it even more, not degrade it, Lord. So, you could do the minutes on a clock. There's 5 minutes for each hour, right? So you could do the minutes from 12:01, 12:02, 12:03, 12:04, 12:05, all the way to 12:15. And then, as you go from 12 to 3 o'clock now, continue on to 4 o'clock. And then come back to 12 o'clock. And then continue on to 5 o'clock. And come back. And go on the outside of the clock edge all the way to 6 o'clock. And once you get to 6 o'clock, come back through the middle. The way that we, when we started just doing 12 and 6. And then continue ironing out that circle of the clock, the outside circle of the clock. And when you get to 6 o'clock, just cut straight back through 12. And as you do this, pay attention to each hour. What I like to do when I do this is I say in my mind the name of the hour or minute as I'm passing through it. So as I'm moving the pelvis around, I say to myself, 3, 4, 5, 6. Or sometimes I'll say 15, 16, 17 for the minute. Pause. And now reverse this movement. So start from 6 o'clock. And now go from 6 to 5 to 4 to 3 to 2 to 1 to 12. And then back to 6. So we're going the opposite direction now. And just however you're doing it, slow or fast, make sure you're very clear about how you are passing through the hours of the clock. And as you begin to refine it, you can ask yourself, okay, a clock is a circle, and we're doing quarters of a circle here. Is this really an even circle, half circle that I'm making as I go through the lower quarter and then the upper quarter? Or are some parts a little bit more like a triangle or some other linear thing? You don't necessarily have to change it. Just see. Is the amplitude of the 6 to 3 movement the same as the amplitude of the 3 to 12 movement? And however fast you're doing it, try doing it twice as fast. Can you still have clarity in maintaining each of those hours going twice as fast? Now, however fast you were doing it originally, do it half as fast. So it's like your pelvis is really going through molasses to get to each of those hours. And that's a lot of attention, a
on a specific thing. So let's leave it, let it go, and let your legs go long and rest. Now, you only work on one side. In a sense, how do you do this with awareness, with attention? Has affected how your pelvis lies. How your legs are lying, how your forehead and shoulders are lying. Gently roll your head again, right and left, left and right. And doing fluids with the pelvis, has it affected at all how you roll your back? Go between 12 and 6 o'clock. Nice and slowly, gently. Just sense, is that any easier than when you first started? And now when you get to 6 o'clock, continue going in a clockwise direction, hour by hour. So 6 to 7 to 8 to 9. Let's go to 9 and then go back to 6 o'clock. So let's stay now between 6 and 9 o'clock. And this is the bottom right quadrant of the pelvic clock. Just pass through those 3 hours clockwise and then counterclockwise. Tracking how you move through each hour piece by piece. 6, 7, 8, 9. And ask yourself, okay, well, how is this different than on the right side than on the left side? So if you want, as you come back to 6, go to the other side. Do 6, 5, 4, 3. Pause. And now 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And oscillate between that lower semicircle of the clock. And see, are there certain parts of that lower hemisphere that are less clear? Less hours, less easy to get to or go smoothly through. And as you bring yourself now back in that clockwise direction, 6, 7, 8, 9, continue to 10, 11, 12. And at 12, go back down to 6. Straight through. And then back 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And then go straight back through to 6. So we're going to iron out the right side of the clock now in that clockwise direction. And as you go through this movement, again, make sure you pay attention to each particular hour that you are hitting. And when you get to 12, cut. cut back through the middle, down to six. And pause. And reverse the direction of this half clock. So from 12, 11, 10, 9, down to 6, and back through the middle to 12. Now, as you're making this counterclockwise movement, continue now and make it through the whole circle. 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, back to 12. Continue doing these counterclockwise circles all the way around the clock of your pelvis. Pay attention to each hour of the clock as you're passing through it. Make it so that you always know the hour that your pelvis is on. And pause. Switch the direction of the circles. So, make them now go clockwise. 12 to 1 to 2 to 3, 4, 5, 6. And each time now, it's starting to get smoother and smoother as you circle around clockwise with the clock. If you want, try making two very fast clocks in a clockwise direction. And then one or two counterclockwise fast clocks. Pause. Let your legs go long. Rest. Sense your breathing now. Is there anything that is different about it? Is it lighter, easier, more full through all of you? Sense your pelvis and how it makes contact with the back of the floor. Do you feel like you have a greater clarity of not only where your pelvis is, but what your pelvis is? The pelvis can often seem like this abstract thing that just has a couple of bony protrusions that come close to the surface of the skin. Is it somehow more tangible now? and roll your head from left to right. Just twice. It's just a measurement. See how that's any similar or different. Let's come up to sitting.
Your legs are flat out wide. Like this, however is comfortable for you. And then lean on your hands behind.
So now, we just circled our pelvis in clocks on our back, right? So we can do the same thing in sitting. So if the way we're sitting right now is neutral, you can lean back into your pelvis, so you can tilt your pelvis backward to go to 12 o'clock. And then you can tilt your pelvis forward to come to 6 o'clock. So tilt your pelvis back a little bit, forward and up. And sense, what are you doing with your torso and your head as you do this movement? And as you do this 12 to 6 o'clock, feel what's happening with your knees. When you go in one direction, the knees get elevated. When you go in the other direction, the knees widen apart. Pause. Sit comfortably. If it hurts your wrist to rest like this, sit up and take a break. Okay. So now, in this position, let's slowly explore the full clock. So you can tilt back to 12 o'clock and then go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 and come back to the middle to 12. And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 just the left side of the clock. And again, it's the same idea. You want to be really clear as you're moving the pelvis around what clock you're, what hour of the clock you're on. Never want to not know what hour of the clock you're on. You're moving so fast that you lose, that you don't really know where you're at, then you're moving too fast. And you're not gaining the benefits of this lesson. So now as you move around that right side of the left side of the clock, you come to 6 o'clock, you continue all the way through to 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10, 11. Well, and continue making clockwise movements with your pelvis all the way around. And see, you know, this is both similar and different than doing it on the floor. So are the places that were tricky, the hours that were tricky on the floor, are they also the hours that are tricky in the sitting? And
And as you're going through these hours now, try and see if you can make it a continuous movement. So you could do the movement. If you haven't already switch directions. So if you're going clockwise, go counterclockwise. Maybe go one direction, two full circles. And another direction, two full circles. Once you feel like, you know what, it's becoming clear. Like you've learned something, then it's time to stop and lay down on your back. Let your legs go long. Sense now your contact with the floor, your breathing. Turn out of your feet. Contact that shoulder blades are making with the floor. And now, let's bring the soles of the feet together again and lift yourself up so that you're leaning on your elbows and your forearms. Like you're hanging out on the beach, watching the surfers do their thing. Only indecently, yes. So, now, I can imagine you guys can guess what's going to happen. So, in this position, let's now go 12 to 6 o'clock. Just oscillate between 12 and 6 o'clock. And allow your pelvis, you feel the weight rolling on the back of your pelvis. And that is where part of your focus is at. However, your entire body responds. Your spine is going to respond, your ribs respond, your head is going to respond. And if it's too intense for you, you can do this lying on your back, you can skip it altogether, you could do it, again, just review it with a feet standing. So now that we have 12 and 6 again, you feel that. Start from 12 o'clock, and again, go clockwise in a full circle. So from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, all the way around, hour by hour. So it's up to you now to keep track of the hours. So there's 12 hours in the clock. Moving through those 12 hours. And if you do a couple circles count clockwise, then pause and do a couple circles counterclockwise. Are some hours easier to get to, easier to move through, they're just really clear? And other hours, are they a little bit more unfamiliar?
Pause. Freeze. What hour are you at? Don't tell me, but say it to yourself. Continue your movement. Freeze. What hour are you at? Reverse your movement. Go in the opposite direction. Make these circles, feel all of yourself responding. Your spine, your torso, your head. And once the circle is clear, to be honest, you know, you can stop. Let your legs go long and rest. So, the pelvic block lesson, and not just one lesson, is many different variations that you could throw into any lessons or things you could build up to. But this basic structure of the lesson which we're following is probably one of the most, if not the most canonical, Feldenkrais ATM lesson out there. And, you know, in every workshop that Moshe teaches, he teaches it. In his book, he teaches it. Most, you know, by Feldenkrais awareness through movement, from various Feldenkrais practitioners or trainers, there are lessons that they're typically doing it. And there's a reason why. It's because it's extremely simple lesson. It's probably, in a way, this is a very, very simple lesson, and it's an extremely powerful lesson.
Simple in that, you know, you could probably go home and in a week later recreate this lesson for yourself. The structure of it is so natural. And other lessons have a natural structure too, but it's just, there's a simple thing to visualize, and then a simple thing to do with that visualization in a couple different positions. And it's really not that complicated. So, as I've been talking, perhaps you've been sensing the contact that you're making with the floor. So now let's stand the feet again. And just once or twice go from 12 to 6 o'clock. Just 12 to 6 in the middle. Just sense what that is. What do you remember? What it was like? Twice, make a nice clockwise circle with your pelvis, clearly going through each hour. And when you've done two, pause and do two counterclockwise circles. And see, hey, do you remember what those first circles were like when you're first trying to circle the pelvis? And pause.
now, sense the back of your head on the floor. So the pelvis is shaped, you could arguably, it's a little bit like a bowl, right? And you're tilting the pelvis, let's say from 12 to 6 o'clock, and it's going, it's like a bowl, and you're rolling back and forth over this bowl. The back of your head is also like a bowl. So now, continue just going from 12 to 6, gently and easily. And sense now what's happening to the back of your head as you go from 12 to 6. Don't do anything in particular. So, go from 12 to 6. Can you feel your head, back of your head? Your head also rolls. So allow that to happen. Don't do anything to inhibit it. So as your pelvis tilts forward, you're going to find that your chin comes closer to your chest as the back of the head rolls forward with the pelvis rolling forward. And as you tilt your pelvis back to 12 o'clock, find your chin comes away from the floor. Do a few more times with that. Sense that connection. The spine is what connects the pelvis and the head. And the spine is what's transmitting this force from the pelvis that allows the head to do this movement. Okay, pause. Now, slowly and gently bring your pelvis to 12 o'clock and make a clockwise circle, a slower circle than you've been making. So from 12 to 1 to 2 to 3 to 4. And as you're paying attention to the pelvis and the circle that you're making after the hour, now additionally pay attention to the back of your head or to your chin or to your nose or to all three. The sense, as you move through the clock with the pelvis, the back of your head also moving through a clock. As your pelvis moves to 3 o'clock, does your nose also move to 3 o'clock? And as your pelvis moves to 9, does your nose also move to 9 o'clock? Keep the pelvis going in one direction, nice and clearly. And allow the movement of the head to resonate from the movement of the pelvis. Both make nice little clockwise circles. Just rest here with your legs and standing. And now, beginning at 12, make a counterclockwise circle. Nice and slow. And as you pay attention to the pelvis and the hours of the clock that the pelvis rolls through, also pay attention to the back of your head, the contact that it makes with the floor. Or your nose, or your chin, and the clock that the back of your head is inscribing on the floor. The movement of the back of the head clear in one direction, then the other. Change directions, clockwise again. Gently roll your head from left to right. Sense, is there any change in the quality of the movement, not just the range of motion, but how easy and effortlessly it is to just even begin the initiation of rolling the head? Pause. All that you did was you passively move the head by rolling the pelvis around. Because the pelvis is connected via the spine to your head. That movement was communicated up through your spine to your head. The last lesson of this introductory series. Let's now step out of the realm of the introductory and into the world of the complex. So now let's stand your feet again. And take your pelvis from 12 to 6 o'clock. Feeling how your head responds now. Is there a difference in how your head is responding? Is there greater clarity to the response of the head? Pause. And now, let's differentiate the two movements. So as you take your pelvis to 6 o'clock, take your chin away from your chest. And as you bring your pelvis to 12 o'clock, take your chin closer to your chest. There you go. It's the opposite. Give me a small movement. Now you're purposely doing something different. Changing it up. So as you go to 12, your chin goes away. Your chin goes to your chest. And as you go to 6, your chin goes away from your chest. Pause. And now let it go. Don't let your head do anything. Your head is just a passive respondent to the pelvis. And again, tilt the pelvis between 12 and 6 o'clock. And feel how that movement echoes up your spine, resonates up your spine. Move your head. Okay. Nothing in your head is involved. Your neck muscles aren't involved. Shoulder muscles aren't involved. It's just passive act for the spine. And pause. And in some of the lessons that Feldenkrais taught, we're close to an hour, so I think we're good. But in some of the lessons he taught, he tried to get people to do clocks with the pelvis in one direction while the head was making a circle in the opposite direction. Now, ATM class is over now. We're just going to rest and scan and everything like that. But imagine for yourself, perhaps, how easy or complicated that would be. And that's something that you could leave for yourself to try, perhaps tomorrow. So on that note, let your legs go long. Scan. And note for yourself the differences from when we started. Sense the ease in breathing. Sense the length of the legs. The length in your spine. Slowly. Roll to your side. Or, you know, samba or whatever it is that...